You're clicking on your favorite podcast. You have two voices in your head right now that you love and listen to weekly. Wouldn't it be nice to see their faces? Well, it's kind of cool because we are also on YouTube. Check us out, Moist Monday Podcast at YouTube.com. We are two white men with a podcast.
Okay.
Are we the most interesting people alive? I think so. It's time for Bucket of News.
Today we come with a big old bucket of news.
Holy shit. I think we're interesting people.
That's your take on this situation.
Well, you texted me that sentence. Uh-huh. You go, I think we're the most interesting people in the world. This is mind blowing.
Yeah, we have a big announcement. It's that we got into the Red Bull Soapbox Derby. Or Downhill Derby.
Downhill Derby. So every year Red Bull does a soapbox derby in different cities, mm-hmm, where a bunch of people make cars and you race it down a hill, and I've always seen clips of it and it looks chaotically fun.
It always crashes. Yeah, it's something I've always wanted to do, but like, same with like American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't think that's ever plausible.
Not in the cards.
But then they're coming to Des Moines and we were like, oh shit. And then we realized anybody can apply.
So we applied and we got in.
They accepted us. Only 50 teams got in, which I don't know how many applied.
Yeah, maybe only like 28 applied and that's why we got in. But either way, we're in.
May 31st. It's a Saturday. We're going to be racing our Red Bull car. We have to make a car, guys.
That's the big issue.
I don't know how to make a car.
No, we've been researching wheels to start.
We have to get a steering mechanism, a braking mechanism, and build a car. We got accepted, and we're going to race it. We're going to get jumpsuits.
We need coveralls.
Yeah, I want coveralls.
We need to do something.
I want to look fucking sick. But our car is going to be arcade themed.
Yes, we can draw or show our plans here as long as the competitors don't steal our plans.
But this is the plan that we submitted to get in, which I'm shocked because the photos are bad.
I did a good job tracing.
I showed my buddy the team photo.
Yeah.
which will be like, on the screen right now.
Right here.
Because I was like, oh my God, we just got in. And he's like, what the fuck? And I was like, here's our team photo. And he goes, what the fuck is this?
I didn't expect for us to need to make a team photo. So I quickly put one together.
Yeah, Jacob did that.
All by myself.
Which is impressive because you don't have Photoshop or anything.
No, I use my drawing app.
Just put Red Bulls over our beers.
Yep. And it's the only photo of my dad I can find.
And then just a photo of our mascot who's of a Galaga machine.
Yeah, who we need to figure out who's going to wear that. Because that's the issue is I'm stuck on the team forms because we need to include all of our team members. And we should probably get at least one more person.
Yeah, we need four people because it's you and me. We're going to be in the car. And then it's your dad who's going to be the brains behind the car.
Yes.
Who's going to do all the building. And we're going to help, but I don't know how to make a car.
I mean, I think it's once we get just the axle, which is a big thing to say once we get that.
Yeah, we have to get that. We have 2 months, though.
Yes.
Which seems like a long time, but it's not.
No. Because that's the main issue. Other than that, I think it's just a flimsy frame that we expect to break on impact.
Yeah, which is wild because the course you have to steer through, and like most people don't make it to the end.
Yeah.
Well, but I think that's part of the bit.
I think what we do is we build something that if we don't hit anything, it'll make it to the finish line. But if it does, we'll be out anyways, so let's have it
and, like,
break.
Scoring is based on, like, three things. Like, it's, like, performance, mm-hmm, presentation, and
so
then something
we could
else.
Maybe do really well on those.
That's what I'm thinking, presentation.
We go all out.
That with the jumpsuits and the helmets, and, like, I picture, like, a fog machine for some reason.
During the day.
I know, I don't know.
Outside.
My dream, ever since we started talking about this, was I just picture us walking in slow motion with fog behind us.
As if we were astronauts.
And maybe a dove goes off.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, I got that fireball wrist launcher. We could use that for something.
And then we just trip and fall.
Maybe.
Massive bucket of news. We're coming in hot today.
Yep.
Unlike last week where it was a little bummer, sad, but that's
a little
life.
Cold.
That's life, dude. Ups and downs. Ups and downs. That's life. But holy shit, we found out a couple days ago, and now we're just like,
oh shit,
how do we?
We have to actually do this.
We have to actually do
have
it.
Have to fill out the forms, and like a liaison will contact me about it.
Yeah, she's like, I will be your liaison officer to make sure all your safety is met and like all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my God.
Uh-oh.
What are we doing?
We're making a car.
Holy shit. Yeah, it's going to be so. We're going to talk about that on the podcast for sure.
Forever. You will never hear the end of this.
Oh, like I. Are we cool? Are we interesting? I think so.
We're trying to be.
This is fucking
We're
bad.
Desperately trying to deserve a podcast. And that podcast is the Moist Monday Podcast.
Let's get fucking moist.
Happy Moist Monday, everybody.
Welcome back to the Moist Monday podcast. How you doing? I'm Robert.
I'm Jacob.
That's Jacob. Hopefully you're getting moist out there. So, on top of the Red Bull news.
Yeah.
We both just got back from a mini vacation.
Yeah, we each took our own little separate trip.
Which was very much needed for both of us.
Yeah, as you heard last week.
Yeah. So, how was yours? You got back like today, right?
Yeah, I got back this morning, so I'm pretty drained today.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if you were down to record. I got back yesterday, so I had like yesterday to recover and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was your trip? You had like a day. Yours was 2 days longer than mine because you left a day before me and stayed a day longer.
Yeah, and like there's days where we didn't do anything. So my sister got married this weekend.
Congratulations.
In Chicago, and that was very fun, and I love my new brother-in-law.
My brother-in-law. I just always say like mother-in-law.
Sure. But yeah, no, it was super fun. We went to the museum because my niece and nephew are obsessed with dinosaurs.
Oh, you guys went to the field museum?
So we got to see Sue, which was cool.
Dude, Sue's massive.
Yeah, it's weird. She's chonky. And it's also really funny if you read, I guess, their stuff. They officially came out as non-binary because they do not know its gender.
The dinosaur?
Yeah, Sue. Just because like, they literally don't know its gender, so it officially came out non-binary, and so many people got mad.
That's why people get mad.
I mean, it's... because like, it's a woman, damn it. Like... No, it's not.
It's a dinosaur.
It's just a dinosaur.
And all we have is the bones.
Yeah, you're driving with its genitalia right now because it melted or whatever that is.
Dude, the Field Museum, I went a ton growing up, and then I went probably 8 years ago, I'd say. So I love that museum.
I went before,
it's
massive.
Yeah,
it's super fun. I'd say the only bummer was like so many exhibits were like pay to get in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was like at least three of them.
Damn, that sucks.
So I was just like, oh, I guess I'm not going to learn about that today.
Because you still pay to get in.
And it's expensive to go.
Yeah, it's expensive. Damn, so there's like... I know they're always changing their exhibits, so...
So I think it's, like, the newer ones, probably.
Interesting.
Like one was, like, how, like, big cats became house cats, but it cost $10, so I couldn't go see it.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's already a...
I can fill a day elsewhere.
Yeah, because the museum's so big.
Because I don't even think we hit all of the spots in it that we could go to. See, one of the more interesting ones was Native American stuff.
Ooh, okay.
But a lot of it was covered, and it says it was because of, like, legal battles.
Whoa,
I think it's stolen.
Oh, shit. So like they still had it, but they just
put
like
a glass that was under a tarp. I was like, damn.
Oh my God.
I just want to see it. Like,
that's so weird that they couldn't.
Yeah, I think it's really like give it back.
But it's like history.
But also it's stolen from people who are still here.
That is true.
And like 200 years ago.
But they still have it at the museum.
So like for some of them, it's their great, great grandfather's shit.
Yeah.
Like that's...
So you were able to read all the signs and info about it. You just couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of weird. You're just looking at a tarp.
Like, that'd probably be cool
to see. Probably be cool.
And there's one where the display was missing and there's a sign on it that says like this was a piece of art that was portrayed as made by somebody who's Native American, but it turns out that was false. So somebody lied to get their art in.
Oh shit.
And I thought that was wild. I really wanted to know what the piece was because that one was just gone. But I love that they left a note.
Yeah, that's what.
And it explained that
getting rid of the.
And I think it explained that it's like illegal to do that and like try to get personal gains from claiming ancestry.
From claiming
which
like
I think that's
Native American.
So interesting because I
that's
guess
really fascinating.
Yeah, because. Like, that would be not an easier way to get something into a museum, but it's definitely a direct route. If it's Native American art,
you just
put it in a Native American section, yeah.
And then you just find out it's a white guy.
That's so funny. Yeah, I wonder what it was. Like, was it good?
Yeah, was it good?
I bet it was good.
It had to have been. Yeah. Or they go, I mean, it's not good, but also they're saying it's 2,000 years old.
That's true. I guess I don't know if they said it was old or modern.
Yeah, that's the wild part. Museums are fun. Especially, like, as a kid, I hated them because I thought they were boring.
It's a lot of reading. Otherwise, you just run from place
to place.
You
just are walking and reading. But as an adult, I like it.
I love reading little factoids. Because they had, like...
A lot of it goes in one ear and out the other when I'm reading it, but...
I remember the visual.
Yeah, you remember the visual.
Like,
for the ones you can see.
A lot of it was about... Or there's a good chunk where it was, like, old humans. Or, like, what's the word?
Like, mummies?
No, there was mummies there too.
I remember seeing a mummy exhibit last time I went.
Yeah, no, like before we were like evolved into this.
Oh shit.
God damn, I can't
monkeys?
Remember. Kind of, but like the human-esque type. And that was really interesting. They had like full displays and like skeletons where
holy
it was like-
Holy shit.
It's just, because I kept joking, like, that's fake. They buried that. Earth is only, I kept telling my niece, don't read about this. The Earth is only 5,000 years old.
She's going to grow up to become a conspiracy.
Yeah, I want to be that weird uncle. But yeah, it was really interesting seeing like that it was literally like, oh, that is what it used to be.
That is wild because evolution, you know, has been kind of proven. And some some people are just like, nah.
Nah.
I read the Bible.
A snake told a woman to eat an apple. And so God had to kill his kid.
Yeah.
That is it.
And we're all related.
Yeah.
But we're fucking each other.
Neanderthal.
Or Neanderthal. Thal.
That's the word.
Interesting. Yeah. So cavemen. Cavemen mm-hmm. and women.
Yep.
That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, like just that they have like the bones there. You're like, oh yeah. Shit.
And also it's cool.
This
to be
person could not even possibly imagine what happened to them.
Yeah.
That they're there now.
It is also wild, like reading about like how they got it or like where it's from. And mm-hmm. like, it's really cool when they.
Because Sioux was South Dakota.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. And it took a while to find the full thing of it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And like.
Which is insane because it's massive.
And like,
how do you know what bones go to what?
Sure.
It's insane.
Like, yeah. Because they got to get a little jumbled up. But like where they were like, yeah, if you see these pockets on the jawbone, it's probably because it ate something that went bad and got a fungal disease. Like shit like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they starved to death because of how bad their jaw was.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I thought it was they died because of an asteroid.
I mean, that's the overall thought, but not every dinosaur died that way.
I guess people died of natural causes.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs died of natural causes. But it is cool seeing, I remember going and there would be like a window you could look in of like real like scientists or mm-hmm. archaeologists. Like,
yeah, they had a few of those.
Like cleaning up fossils or like doing like the science stuff.
And which do you think they're actually doing that or do you think it's for show?
It might be for show, but also it looks real.
It seems and real.
Like, but that'd be wild if that was your job and you mm-hmm. just go to a museum.
And then there's just like kids with sticky fingers and on the glass at all times.
And they're like, please don't knock, you'll distract yeah. us. But kids are clearly yeah. knocking.
What are you doing?
Yeah, they're chewing gum and you're drinking. It is cool because Pseudo Sue, Toppling Goliath, it's a big sponsor of the Fuel Museum yeah, because of Sue.
They yeah. had a display there, but I couldn't find the beer. They had other beer there.
Oh, they didn't
but
have Pseudo?
I didn't see a Pseudo.
When I went, I got a Pseudo on draft at the bar.
Ah, oh, damn. It was maybe like, I didn't go to the actual bar.
It was like $14.
Sure.
But I was like, this is cool.
Well,
this
we were also there at like 9 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. And you were with kids.
Yeah.
I remember.
That doesn't stop me.
Yeah, that's true. I remember going. I can't remember if it was like last time I went or when I was a kid, but I remember like seeing King Tut, I'm pretty sure, which is really cool.
I don't know. I
was like,
yeah, maybe.
I was like, holy shit.
Say
but I know like
there.
Exhibits are always moving, yeah. That sounds terrible. Like, how do you, why would you want to move
stuff like that? Yeah, that's scary.
That's fucking fun though.
Yeah. And then the next day we went to.
That was the first day? Or the second day?
Second day,
second
yeah.
full day?
The next day, Izzy and I went to an aquarium, which was super fun.
Is that the you went to the one next
the
to?
The Shedd Museum,
I've
yeah.
never been there.
Super nice. Saw penguins. That was fun.
Aquariums
like,
are dope.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of just also like walking around just staring at stuff, which
was
is
was it also expensive to get into? Or
that one, not nearly as much. Oh,
okay. Yeah, the Field Museum is
a lot. I think it's like 100 a day.
Holy
or
shit.
Like that. Maybe it's less. But I think it's like pretty high up there. And I think the museum's maybe like 40, which is still a lot.
Oh my God.
I think. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't remember paying that much.
I didn't pay for much this weekend,
okay,
which is super
your
nice.
Your parents were there. Yeah, that's really nice. But that's, I remember, I think last time I went, I got like a student discount. And that's like,
that'd be nice.
That's yeah. how you do it.
I'm trying to think. All right. So then the next day, we found out that my sister's wedding originally, because she was doing like a very small ceremony one day and yeah. then like the reception the next day.
And it was a very small group.
Yeah. So yeah. like at the actual wedding thing, it was like 30 people.
Damn.
And they were going to do it at the beach, but it was cold and rainy. So within a day, we had to set up our Airbnb to house a ceremony.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So we made an aisle. I made a backdrop. We ran to Target a bunch to just like pick
that
up little
things. That sounds kind
of fun. I was very proud of how it came together. And it was like a nice Airbnb where they've had events there before.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we got like an actual
like altar.
Yeah,
that's
it was
fucking
super
sick.
Nice. Yeah, and the wedding was great. Yeah, everyone did great. My other sister killed it for her speech.
Did you give a speech?
No, I was not asked to, which I am okay with.
I was not asked to, but also it was a non-traditional wedding, and like there was no wedding party either, right?
No, and like I think she had her friends there, and she was like, "Yeah, you are my bridesmaids." It's just
but it's not official.
They didn't like
yeah.
walk down the aisle.
They didn't do
either.
Like a real, yeah.
They just stood up there and were like, "All right, let's go."
And then
that's what it was.
Wow,
is how it started. Is my sister would be like, "Let's go."
She's like, "I'm ready."
All right, it's a wedding.
I mean, but that's how your sister is.
Yeah,
I'm like honestly shocked she is married now.
That's what all of us talked about too. Is just like, oh, like my dad gave a great speech, and he was like to my new brother-in-law. He's like, I'm glad that my daughter found someone who can make her happier.
Yeah.
Because she was perfectly happy.
She was perfectly yeah. content doing her own thing.
Yeah. And just like somehow she found a person who could like join in on that. And like also you met him. He's the best.
He's awesome.
He's so cool.
He's so cool. He should have a podcast.
Yes. Yeah. And I mentioned that to him once and my sister yelled at me. She's like, don't say that to him. He will. It's like, I'll produce it.
Yeah.
I don't even know how. by that, I mean, I'll give it to Robert.
And I'll produce it.
Yeah.
But he's actually an interesting person.
Yeah. He has way more to talk about. But you know what he's not doing? The Red Bull soapbox.
Yeah, the
derby.
Red Bull fucking soapbox.
No, but his wife was the one who told me to do it.
Yeah. So your sister sent it to you.
Yeah.
And then you sent it to me. And I was like,
I think
yeah,
she actually just texted me about it again.
She's probably so excited.
Yeah,
I didn't.
She said she's going to come. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to have a. Well, also, because your dad's in it, too.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too. They have to support him and watch him just kill his son.
Yeah. Just he's gonna,
just like God
he's
did.
He's going to push us in.
Yeah. And he's like, there they go.
I hope we
see if they make it to the bottom.
We fucking crash.
We're going to try not to.
I want to get a GoPro.
Yeah,
we're gonna spend so much fucking money on this thing.
Yeah, and I talked to Izzy about that too. Where like, not that she was against this, but I have to like talk myself into being allowed to spend money. I was like, this is what I've been saving up for. Is something like this?
Something like this?
And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, so I should actually put some money into it so I can actually do a good job. And she's like, yeah. Like
We gotta fully commit. We gotta commit to the bit of potentially winning the Red Bull Derby
and potentially breaking our arms.
Worth it.
Yeah, just die. Yeah, this is how we go out.
Worth it, baby. We got 2 months left. Let's go.
This podcast would be so big if we die.
I don't think so.
No. I bet we get triple digits on most episodes.
Yeah, because then people would be like,
I hate them.
I like listening to them because I miss them, but I hate what they're saying.
I don't like them anymore. Yeah, I'm glad they're dead.
Why do they talk about this so much?
Stop it. We all know 9/11 happened. Let it go. God, that should have been our theme.
God, they're fucking bullies. Oh, the two towers?
Yeah, but we're in the jet or the plane going towards it. So we're always chasing it.
I don't think that would get fucking accepted.
Yeah, that's what we'll try next time. Throw a few like bad ideas out there just to see if they ever
and
say
they just
no.
Keep saying yes.
And we're like, fuck, we have to split up and get new members.
Fuck. That'd be wild, dude.
Yeah, my dad would be mad.
Yeah, because he was in the fucking
Yeah, he's in every team photo, though. It's just that photo.
He took down Bin Laden, dude. Yeah. He's allowed to. But that's freaking fun. So your sister's married. You were in Chicago.
Yeah, and yeah, then the reception was the next day, which was super fun.
What'd you guys do? Just
drank, hung out. Yeah, a lot of my family was there, and I only got to see him during the reception, so that was nice. I got to talk to my godfather, who I haven't seen in years, because he couldn't make it to my wedding.
Oh, shit.
And I got a good, like, hand clasp on the shoulder. I'm like, I'm proud of you, bud. And I was like, son of a bitch.
I don't even know who your godfather is.
I know. I don't think you ever met him. He was my dad's childhood best friend.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when was the last time you saw him?
Well, because he couldn't come to my wedding. So probably my other sister's wedding.
Damn, where did he live?
Like 8 years ago. I don't know. I think he moved away.
Yeah, somewhere. But yeah. He's good friends with your dad still.
Yeah. I'm like, it's a when they're together. Yeah. It's great.
That's freaking cool.
Well, I'll say one other thing is something I wanted out of this weekend was to have like a nice sit down heart to heart with my dad. And I did get it, which was super nice.
And it was mostly you talking about the Red Bull car.
No, right? It was before I even found out, thankfully.
Oh, okay.
I talked to him a lot about like the house and like my job and his job.
One on one, yeah. Like a real conversation.
And then I was like, because I've actually like kind of had this prepped where I've been having some issues lately. And I want to like bring it actually to like my dad and see like what he had to tell me about.
Looking for advice?
And what he said is, you know, I never let those things get to me. This is like,
thanks, Dad.
Damn, right, I forgot you're the best. But that was a moment. Like, all right,
thanks for the help. Just don't let it get to you. I mean, great advice.
Yeah,
a lot harder, easier said than done.
Yeah. But then, like, he also did tell me, like, a really nice story, and, like, that it did pertain to that, but I was like, yeah, like, just everything I'm stressed about, and, like, I express, like, I have this issue where, like, I have a hard time, like, releasing on my grip, like, I feel like I'm holding everything together in my life, and just that my hands are getting tired.
And your body's getting tired.
Yeah, and, like, I've convinced myself, because I've always lived like this, that that's the only reason things work out.
But it's not.
I don't know, because I'm not willing
You're
to like,
willing
loosen
to
my
go.
Grip.
Which is exhausting.
And he said, like, yeah, I've never had that.
I just don't worry about it.
Yeah, and this is also a man who like jumped out of planes for a living for a while. Like, obviously, yeah, my dumb shit wouldn't stress him out.
Yeah, like perspective, dude. He killed Bin Laden. Like,
he didn't kill Bin Laden.
He was close.
No.
He was in the war.
Yeah, he was in the war.
Which is close.
Yeah.
Way closer than me
and
to
also
killing
like,
Bin Laden.
Well, and that's also the thing is that if he starts telling stories, they're so massive.
And they're just like, Jesus Christ, well, that's like, fucked up.
Well, it's kind of like how we want to be interesting to people, where you have a YouTube channel that actually does well. Yeah. You're in a touring band. I'm a freak show performer from Coney Island. His stories top ours every single time.
Like, I feel like we try so hard to be interesting.
And he had to, otherwise he would have, like, he had to join the military, otherwise his life would be, like, just ruined.
Yeah. And then we have so many people that are adjacent to us that are actually interesting that don't really like to talk about it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And we just, like,
tell us something.
We're just bragging about our shit. It's not even as cool as that.
Yeah, but I did have a good heart-to-heart with
him. That's really nice.
That was a moment, and it was just like, right. Fred, you're good.
It's going to be interesting, because I haven't really talked to your dad. I mean, I talked to him a little bit at your wedding, but mm-hmm. like, we're going to spend some serious time together over the next two. We have to.
Yeah, we have to.
Maybe I'll have a heart on one-on-one.
Hey, man.
Just don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it.
Stop.
You know? I just don't think about it.
Yeah. Just, I never let things get to
me. That's incredible.
He was like, even like, you know, your mom, I know like that annoys her sometimes, but like, yeah, I know if I stress about something, it won't change it. You're right.
I mean, that makes sense. And that's great.
And that's what I try to tell myself, but he listens to himself, and that's insane.
It's great advice. Yeah.
No, he's the most perfect man, and it's so ridiculous.
And now he's part of
But he's on our team.
And now he's part of Miss Pickup. That's our team name. Because we're doing a Miss Pac-Man pickup truck.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm just it doesn't feel real.
No, now it has to exist, which is terrifying.
I'm fucking nervous for it.
Yeah.
Anything else happening in Chicago?
I think that's I guess one story Izzy will be mad about. Because, all right, so when we went to the museum or to the aquarium, we both dressed nice.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And it's like a date. So I had a fancy full outfit, and like I always wear like jackets, it's my thing. And so I look cool. And she looked really nice, but then it was cold outside, so she had to put on a sweatshirt. And like her big style right now has been like big jeans, like not JNCO, but JNCO adjacent, and then like a small top.
Okay, yeah.
So like
kind of 90s.
Big pants, small top. Yeah, she likes 90s style.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was cold out, so she put on her oversized sweatshirt. And then when we were walking, this other couple walked past us, and the girl yelled like, "Oh my God, I love your outfit." And then she immediately just yelled, "Thank you." And then later on, I was like, "Who do you think she was talking to?" And then she looked down, she's like, "Fuck." And then I just kept being like, "Do you think they're talking about you now? Do you think they're making fun of you?" Because she was dressed like a toddler, like in just a giant sweatshirt.
Because she's cold.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Like, no, she looked very cute with the outfit she had planned.
But it was just too cold for her.
Yeah. So just the entire time, it's like, what do you think they're saying about you?
You just look really nice. And then, and this is some lady I found on the street.
Mm-hmm. And just now, that couple, it's a joke among them about her. Because
they're like, damn, do you think that was a first date?
Or does she think she looked great and he didn't look like shit?
It's wild that she goes, oh, thank you.
Well, just because, honestly, usually she does get the compliment, especially from other girls. But like...
But clearly.
Yeah, like I looked really nice.
That's really funny.
Yeah, so I just teased her for the rest of the day about that.
I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, just because I was like, I think it was me.
I think I look better. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I have my nice leather jacket, my button up, only half button.
Ooh, yeah. Showing off some skin.
I got so many compliments on my chest tattoo. It was weird. Security. I was like, do you have to search my pockets? And he's like, no, I just... Like, because he was, like, looking at me like that. He's like, what's your chest? I was like, oh. And I, like, had to pull that away. He's like, that's nice.
Oh.
Thanks, bud.
I mean, when you have it open, it's just, like, a big black blob. Yeah,
and just stretching across.
Stretching across.
And like, they always ask, like, did it hurt? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, both my nipples are black.
And, like, also, I never know, like, am I allowed to show that? Because they're not even nipples anymore, it feels like.
Well, you're a man.
Yeah, that too. But also, I'm at a museum.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's also, like, my ancestors had their nipples out at the museum.
Yeah, that's true.
Those monkey nipples?
Yeah.
They were hangers.
And some of them are women.
What?
Some of the people.
And they were, the women were showing their
nipples. You know, they're able to show them. That's fresh take free the nip, you know what I'm saying? But that sounds like, did it feel good to get away and come back? And
very nice.
Yeah. It probably...
Now just right back to it, which is always wild.
Right back to the thing. Did it go fucking quick?
Kind of, except for we had like lazy days, like before the wedding. Like we just hung out, like after we set up. then we were just there because everyone's coming to us.
Sounds kind of nice, though.
Kind of, yeah. It's also always weird because in the Airbnb, there's like his family photos on the wall everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, like a lot.
So it's like someone's real house?
I think so. I don't know.
That's really weird. We're like, who is this?
Yeah, and then I tried to piece together his life and didn't paint a happy picture.
And you're just, ooh.
No. I have theories.
What happened? What do you think?
Well, all right.
Let's talk about this guy.
No pictures of his wife.
Ooh.
There's one drawn photo of him and his four kids and a woman. She has an engagement ring on. He has no ring.
But it was drawn.
Yes.
And then all the other photos are?
All the other photos are just the kids or him and the kids.
Interesting. Maybe they got divorced.
Maybe.
How old?
But there was also a locked room.
Oh.
I assume. And that's, she was in there.
And she's in there.
That's my working theory.
And she could just hear you guys
getting married. Yeah.
And just, oh, I remember that day. I remember getting married.
No, she didn't get married. She only had the engagement ring.
Oh, fuck. You think she got locked up?
We're taunting her.
Fuck. That's so mean. Mm-hmm. Hopefully someone lets her out soon.
I don't know. I think it was an expensive Airbnb.
Ooh.
It was a full house in Chicago.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But you'd never pay for it.
Sure didn't.
That's fun.
Just my dad who doesn't worry about things.
It's just like, whatever.
Like, yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, no,
I mean, I guess when you get older, you kind of have to do that.
Yeah. No, like,
you kind of just let
go. He has figured out life at this point.
Because he's fucking retired, right?
He retires in a year.
Oh, shit. But he's
in his 50s.
He's acting like he's retired.
Yeah.
Retired. And he's in his 50s. He looks fucking great.
Yeah. No, because he has no stress anymore. I think if you do go to war, probably the rest of life is a lot easier.
Yeah, probably.
Or a lot harder.
Yeah, if you can adapt.
Yeah, yeah, like,
PTSD is a bitch.
Yeah, but I think his cure is he doesn't worry about it.
He just doesn't worry about it. So that's what, word of the wise to all the listeners, just don't worry about
just
things.
Just don't.
Because no matter.
It doesn't help.
Yeah.
Which is true, but.
Yeah, so maybe you should quit worrying about
it. Yeah. I'll do that. Thanks, Dad.
Everything falls apart.
I knew it.
Fuck. It doesn't work for me.
But he did actually share good advice. I just love that segment.
Yeah, that's so funny.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. I went to Milwaukee for Meadows Gaming Classic. But most of the time we spent at my buddy Dan's house.
Mm-hmm. Just locked in a man's basement.
Yeah, basically.
It's like somebody we know.
Four dudes in the basement, just hanging out.
Getting sweaty.
Having fun.
Eating ass.
Playing video games.
Just a human centipede of nerds.
I don't think we did that.
I think Dan would have.
I mean, he kept going, man, can I suck your dick? Dude, he's so...
No thanks, Dan.
He's so... And I kept going, yeah, come over. He's just so funny.
But also, he's not a pull his dick out guy, is
no,
he?
No, no, okay. No. He just says things because it's funny. Because it would just be quiet and he goes, man, can I just suck your dick? That's hilarious.
Good way to break the...
That's hilarious. But we hung out at Dan's a lot. It went really quick. I mean, we went Thursday morning, came back Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So it is a quick trip, but time just went like that, like mm-hmm. so fast. We played a lot of video games. We did beat Left 4 Dead 2,
hell
four
yeah.
player, which was sick as fuck. So we did a LAN party, two Xbox 360s, two people
That's
per
so nice.
TV. That's the only way you could do it. You can't do four player split screen.
How was the smell in that basement after a while?
It wasn't bad because it's a bigger basement.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So there's room.
Right. Nerds have money now.
Yeah.
Because like they're adults now.
He has a house and he has two kids.
Yeah.
You know, like. And one of his kids is a teenager.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he's...
Is he a cool dad?
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Or does his kid just be like, I don't know what to do about my dad?
He's a cool dad, and, like, he really, you know, like, he's like, oh, I gotta go help my wife real quick, and, like, you know, he's really...
Because I just know him from his internet comments.
Which is... But he just thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
And we always talk about farts and stuff, and we're just 12-year-olds. But that's fun. That's like the only game we really beat because it took way longer than the first one.
Okay.
And also the second Left 4 Dead is
way
harder.
Yeah.
Like way harder.
Because that's where they really turn up like the witches and shit.
Dude, yeah, the witches and like the jockeys that jump on you and then like the tanks and stuff.
I haven't played that game forever.
Dude, it was fun as fuck. I'm glad we beat it, but it took us like all day Friday.
Because there's kind of a third one, but it's not very good, right?
Back 4 Blood.
Yeah.
It's like the spiritual successor. That's like next on our list.
Yeah.
I've only dabbled with it, but I know it's by the people who made it, but it's not Valve.
Okay, because I think they weren't, like, I didn't hear people as excited about that one. Because
yeah.
I remember when Left 4 Dead came out.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
That was huge for, like, yeah,
and
in their basement gaming.
I've heard there's, like, the other game modes are fun. There's a game mode where you can play as the zombies.
Yeah, I've done that.
And I've never done that. And I was
Because you can, like, be, like, a burst.
Being
what are they called? The big ones?
Yeah, like, the
puke?
Bursters. Like, So I was talking to somebody and they were like, yeah, that game was fun. I was like, I didn't even know it existed. Mm-hmm. I was like, we're just trying to beat the campaign. But
it's like one Battlefront where you could be like the monsters and shit.
And that you're like, holy shit, that's mm-hmm. fun.
Whole new game.
Whole new game. So that was really fun. We dabbled with a bunch of other video games. We played like Guns, Gore, and Cannoli, four player.
Oh, I remember that one.
Which is fun. But four player, it's like too easy.
Oh, they don't increase difficulty with players?
Yeah. Damn. So it's just way too easy. It's fun. We played a game called Alien Nation, which is like a top down twin stick shooter, four players. Okay. That's fun. Then we played a lot of retro stuff. We just hung out, watched wrestling. And then Saturday we went to the convention. And I think I guess I can't remember what the other year's prices were.
Oh, okay.
But tickets for just Saturday were $65.
And just I was to like, look at old video
just
games.
Just to be let in.
Yeah.
Which sucks. Because I was like, that's the price of like a game.
Yeah, that's true. Aren't there like exclusives or anything? Because it's not like it's an event. Like there's no like launch stuff there, right?
I think
it's just booths, dude, and it was, talking.
Midwest Gaming
Closet
is massive. It's three stories of a convention center.
Okay.
So like, and I was only there Saturday, so I barely saw any mm-hmm. of it. But I was like, $65, Jesus yeah. Christ. I think like Sunday, since that's like the slower day, it's like 30.
Okay.
And you can get a weekend pass probably for like 80 or something, yeah. or 90. But I was like, damn, $65, I guess, you know. So we did it. We walked around. We hung out with some people. I like wasn't looking for anything. I just was going for fun to hang out. But I was like talking to a lot of people, and I was like, man, like conventions are cool, but I'd much rather like just get an Airbnb and just hang out.
Sure. For a vacation. Yeah.
But like, you know, like invite all the people that we were going to see at the convention.
Oh, sure. Because you went there to talk to other people.
Yeah. Like I ran into a bunch of people that listened to the podcast, you know, Turbo, all this stuff, Jim and Melissa.
Hey there.
It's like, dude, it's cool to see everybody. But I was like, man, it's so expensive to go to a convention. Everyone's mm-hmm. getting hotel rooms and stuff. If we just get a giant Airbnb
and actually just enjoy each other all day,
actually get to be able to hang out and talk. Not have to worry about, because conventions are also exhausting. You're walking around.
Yeah.
And also it's overwhelming. There's just so many people.
And like crazy expensive.
Yeah, you're waiting in line, you know, and people are buying games. So that's expensive. But if we all just get an Airbnb, split it, bring TVs, bring mm-hmm. alcohol, bring like frozen pizza.
And like you can do the convention, but you don't, the convention will just be for the convention.
Yeah. Like
you can actually enjoy each other in the free
time. And
I was like,
that'd be fun as fuck. So like that's, I want to start planning something like that.
Sure. With and
like
also, our, with it's like not that expensive. You have a good amount of people.
I know. Like if we get like 10 to 12 people, that'd be fun mm-hmm. as fuck and just have TVs. And then it's like, that's what we did at Dan's. It's like, oh, you want to play a game? Play a game. You want to fucking fuck around your phone? You can fuck around yeah. your phone. You're tired? Take a nap. Like, it's like, we don't have to go anywhere because going where takes time and money.
That's not what we're here to do.
Yeah. We're here to just fucking hang out. So.
Yeah. Everything you need is in this basement.
But it was cool to see things and, you know, like they have like all kinds of stuff there, like the Ghostbusters car and like the Jurassic Park Jeep.
Okay, so that's
and like
fun.
And then like they had like some, there's always like famous people there, you know, to get autographs. And
that is such a weird thing we do. That autograph wall.
Yeah.
Like where it's like $80 to take a photo with somebody. Yeah. Have you ever paid for that? So you've met a few wrestlers.
I think Wes has paid for me.
Sure.
To get it.
But also it's for old, like, have you done anyone besides old wrestlers? Because I imagine that can't be expensive.
It's depending on the wrestler, it can be.
Sure.
We've met a few, mostly old wrestlers, but like this time, we've met him before a ton of times, but Tim Kitzrow, the voice of NBA Jam.
Oh, and, yeah, because you've done stuff with him.
Yeah, and he like cut his promos. He didn't recognize us this time, sadly.
Lame. Well, you're bald now.
I'm bald now. But we did get a fucking sick like NFL Blitz marquee.
Because I know he's talking about getting one of those.
Yeah, but like, so he got it. It's like, it was like a vinyl, but it looks like a marquee. Okay. And so he signed it. And then Wes got like a Sega CD, like a fabric poster. So like front of our door now
good
in our game room
stuff. Yeah.
It's just like that. And that it's fucking sick as hell.
Nice.
But I'm like, that's cool. And then he cut us like, we got a photo with him. And then he's like, the guy who was holding the camera, he's like, hit record. And then he cut us a little promo while we're standing next to him.
I know he's done that before, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to NFL Blitz 99. Oh, we just ripped that guy's head off. Wes, that was totally unsportsmanlike, but a lot of fun to watch. Let's see it again, Arnie. Oh yeah. You see the bone coming out right there. Oh, come on.
But it's just like so cool because he's just like boom shaka. It's like one of the most iconic voices in.
He's on fire.
Yeah, like it's just like he's so good at what he does.
And like what a weird thing to be.
I know, and that's what he's like. Yeah, he's what just he's known for his voice. But he's a great, nice guy. Met and talked with him for a little bit.
It's
like,
tough acting to Nacton Madden, or is that
Blitz? Might be Madden.
Damn.
Yeah, John Madden. I love his voice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Tough acting. He, rest in peace, him. he died a long time ago. 50% of the game is half mental.
What does that even mean?
Or, no, I think it goes 90% of the game is half mental. Just, what? But like, yeah, conventions were fun. It was fun to see people. But then it was, we just hung out at Dan's and played video games. It was really nice to, we went out to dinner once, or I guess twice, because once at the convention and once
sure.
at Dan's. But like, we just ate snacks and like, I think his wife made burgers one night.
Hell yeah.
We did go like the first night there, Dan's in a bowling league, which is so funny.
Of course.
But he's like getting really into it. So he has his own ball now.
Sure.
So we were just there being like fans. And like, so we were drinking
What's
beer.
His bowling team name?
Well, it's like if he's a work team.
Oh.
So I think it's like, I think they were like the ball busters.
Oh, I was thinking like gutter in my ass. Like getter. I don't know.
I'm sure
just
it was,
knowing him.
I'm sure if it was just him, he would do that.
He'd throw like, some other things out there.
Yeah. It was fun to see him bowl. And then we just had the pitchers of beer. And
was
had
he
like,
any good?
He had an off night because like he got a new ball and like his first couple throws were pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then he threw it and the ball got stuck on his thumb.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and he like really fucked up his thumb.
I mean, that's a mental thing too.
Yeah. He like,
now you're nervous to throw.
He really
they
fucked
say.
Up his thumb. Yeah.
50% of the game is half mental.
It's half mental, dude. Mm-hmm. So then like it really threw off his game and his thumb started to swell because like, I watched him throw it and like he like rolled it, but then it didn't come off. So
oh, right. Cause I forget real bowlers don't just.
Yeah, so he like legit, and it just stuck on his thumb.
Ooh,
and I was like, God,
that's actually terrifying.
And I'm like, that fucking hurt. That would hurt so bad. And he's like, yeah, I just got this ball too. And he's like, so I gotta to re-drill it. And I'm like, damn, that sucks, dude.
To re-drill it. God damn.
Yeah.
I mean, like, bowling would be a fun thing to care about.
And it's fun, dude, because I was like, man, I like bowling. And he just goes every Thursday. They have a few beers and his coworkers and just
and
fuck
like,
around.
Bowling is just those, like, yeah, big plastic cups of beer and, like, a shitty burger.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's, like, exactly what you want out of a shitty burger.
Well, we got, like, pizza there.
Sure.
And it was actually, like, for being a bowling alley, it was, like, this is actually pretty
it's
good.
It's not, like, old school
it
stuff.
It wasn't, like, frozen pizza. Like, it was, like, the crust was, like, actually, like, it felt like real pizza.
Because I always picture, like, Skate West pizza
as
bowling alley pizza.
Shitty.
When we were young, bowling alley pizza was cheap.
Just thin crust.
And a dollar.
Yeah. But this was, like, this was pretty good. They have, like, this was, like, it was a huge bowling alley. Like, it was, and it was nicer than any bowling alley I've been to.
Oh, damn.
So it was, like, it was massive. And they had, like, a full bar. A full kitchen.
Okay.
I think like a full area to gamble because gambling's huge in Illinois.
Sure. Yeah, no, I saw some of those too.
Which is wild.
It's like weird when you go to a gas station, there's like a part that's just walled off.
Yeah, it's just slots. Mm-hmm. And it's just 18 or 21 plus to go in there. And then people are just sitting there for hours.
Yeah. Just their kids waiting for them to leave.
Yeah, like that one time we were on the trip, just a kid.
It was two kids trying to annoy the dad while he's gambling.
While he's gambling on a like Thursday morning.
Yeah.
It's the middle of the week. But it was fun. It was a good little weekend. Felt nice to get away, but now it's, you know, back to the normal and
now a new normal too.
Yeah.
We have to build a car.
I know. It is. I kind of feel better than I did before I left. So
sure.
You know, I feel like it's a good cleanse and
mm-hmm. And hope, like yeah, now approaching everything again.
Yeah, and like things are getting better personally for
good.
Me. So like that's good, you know. Baby steps day by day. So things are getting better. The weather's getting nicer.
Yeah, that does help too.
I think it was just very well needed
mm-hmm,
to like
absolutely.
Take a break.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I never remember the name, so you introduce it.
It's time for Brackets, Busters, and Brews. Welcome back to Brackets, Busters, and Brews. This is round two of round one.
I don't know what it means either.
So
I just listen to what Robert tells me to.
We're doing the left corner of round one on the bracket, the bottom left corner.
Yeah, we're in
the
lower left.
Lower left corner. The first matchup, we got 11 matchups today. The first matchup is On the Mend from In Your Honor versus Dear Rosemary from Wasting Light. What do you think?
For On the Mend, I put, because also I did these two songs at the end of last round because
yes,
I know
you
when
already
stopped.
Had them ready. Yeah.
So this is when I was really done with it.
Yeah, of course.
Because for On the Mend, I just put Too Slow for My Taste.
Yep.
And then,
that's it?
Yeah.
That's all you get.
And Dear Rosemary, I put pretty standard, but I do enjoy the chorus and overall feel of this one.
Yes. So On the Mend, it's an acoustic song.
I did not like
it. It's not bad. It has like a heaviness to it. Dave's voice sounds pretty young in this song, but it's over 4 minutes.
Yep.
And then it ends with a long fade out, which I don't like.
And not necessarily. Like you could have cut a minute.
Yeah,
easy.
Exactly. And then Dear Rosemary, I love this song.
I don't dislike it.
Because I love Wasting Light.
Because this is a classic Foo Fighters
song.
And
I love Wasting Light, so it has a sweet spot in my freaking heart. The main riff is catchy. The verse is funky. There's like cool panning with the guitar in this song. And then the bridge with the call and response vocals is cool because they brought in a guy. He's like from another band that did like the backups.
Okay.
The lower voice. So that's fun. This song is over 4 minutes, but I think it's an easy decision.
Yeah, Dear Rosemary. Definitely better.
Next up, I didn't think this was going to be that hard of a decision.
Okay.
But these next two, I had a tough time picking. And that's Subterranean off of Sonic Highways versus Tired of You from One by One. What do you think? I have so many notes for these two songs.
All right, because Subterranean, I did not enjoy that one.
Oh, fuck.
I put it 6 minutes of kind of the same thing. It feels like background music.
Oh, shit.
I thought I was going to like this one because I recognize it because I know Sonic Highway is the best out of any of the albums.
Well, and also the fact that you liked I'm a River.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the song that goes into I'm a River.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You can't have a 6 minute song that is also introduction to the next song.
That goes into an 8 minute song. Dude, Subterranean gives me fucking goosebumps.
Okay.
Because this is the song that they recorded when they were in Seattle.
Okay.
So like if you watch Sonic Highways, this is like the very heavy episode because this is when he talks about Nirvana.
Sure.
And like
what
I've read is like this song is an ode to the ending of Nirvana. You know, so it's like it's heavy shit.
So it's not background music.
It makes me want to rewatch Sonic Highways.
Because I did watch Sonic Highways and I did enjoy it.
What's also really cool about this song is in the episode, when they're recording it, they recorded the drums and cymbals separately.
Oh.
Because they wanted the drums were too loud and vibrant. Because they were getting bleed of the cymbals.
Oh.
So they put the cymbals in one room and the drums in the other. And Taylor played the drums while Dave played the cymbals while they were recording.
Interesting.
Yeah, just because they wanted it to be drier.
Ooh.
And it's a very cool, and I was like, that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm, that's fun.
That's a cool thing. And then it transitioned so well into I'm a River,
sure,
which is sick because of a full album. And then that's how the album ends.
Because I believe I really liked I Am a River.
Yeah, we talked about that one a few weeks ago. And then Tired of You. This song's over 5 minutes as well. So two songs that are really long. Very cool chugging. Dave's voice is really cool in this song. Mm-hmm. It takes about a minute for the lead to come in and then it adds a cool layer. This song like slowly builds throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, so I said I enjoy the cymbal strumming actually quite a bit, and I did really enjoy his vocals in this one, but I did expect it to build up to something, but it builds like lightly, but just...
It just keeps building, and this song is very repetitive,
mm-hmm.
but I do really like this.
I enjoyed the repetitive instrument part of it,
It's
too,
also
though.
A really fun song to sing to, because I know the song pretty well, so like I know the lyrics, so like singing to it... So for me, this was really tough to decide because I was like, man, these are two slower songs, two longer songs,
mm-hmm.
but I love them both. I think Subterranean is great in the full album aspect.
Sure.
But if I were to pick an individual song just to pick, I would go Tired of You.
I also chose Tired of You.
Damn. Okay. But man,
because there's parts of that one I really like.
Subterranean is so good.
I'd probably like it more if I knew everything else.
Yeah, I think I like it because of the whole Sonic Highways background and like the Seattle stuff. So next up is another, I thought this one was a really tough lineup too. We got In Your Honor from the album In Your Honor.
Right.
And then Dirty Water from Concrete and Gold. Two songs that I really like as well.
So for In Your Honor, I was immediately worried because...
Because you hate this album.
I have hated this album. And this is the titular song from it.
This is how the album...
this is Bad Company by Bad Company off of Bad Company.
But this is also how the album starts.
And I will say, this is maybe my favorite Foo Fighters song.
Holy shit, an album that you said you hated.
Yes.
And
no,
now this is your...
Because you explained that the album is two different chunks. Yeah, so I was worried because of the album, but I love how this one starts. One of my favorites of Dave vocals. Especially the intro part. And like when like, I don't know if it was pre-chorus or just kind of the verse, but it had a really like weird like movement to it. The way he's saying it's like kind of, it reminded me of that Beatles song, but I just put a Beatles-y vibe to it.
It has like, I don't know if it was like an echo, but like something.
No, but even like the rhythm of the words he was saying, like, I found fascinating.
The pre-chorus, they add like a sick layer to it and then it starts to build. Dude, and then when the full band comes in.
I put Taylor, like his drumming is so much fun on this one.
And also like, if you picture this is how the album fucking starts, mm-hmm. you're like, holy shit. Well,
and also
shit.
The end of the song is so fucking good, too. Like, it was such a cool, and it's not a too long song, but they add like that little like pocket at the end. That's so nice.
I love when songs do like the records stop or whatever, mm-hmm. where you think it's the end of the song, yes. and it goes to complete silence, and then there's a beat, and then it fucking, that's what's so cool is I thought the song was over, and then it goes, nope, and then fucking back into
it. It's like a little bubble of just really fun energy, dude, too.
And that the end is just, my note is I forgot how badass this song was.
Yes.
Because like this album I kind of forget about because of all the slow songs, right. you know, it kind of gets buried in the shuffle.
But I loved this song.
Yeah,
I
In Your Honor is sick as fuck. Dirty Water, though, mm-hmm. is very funky.
Yes.
Very fun.
Was it synth or was there just a lot of fuzz on stuff?
I don't know, because this is...
It's really fun when it gets to that moment.
This is about the time when Rami joined the band, like their keyboardist.
Okay, so maybe.
So maybe he was playing synth in this. What's really fun is back when I was playing bass, mm-hmm. like 2 or 3 years ago, I was working on a bass cover of this song.
Sure, I bet that'd be a fun one.
I never finished it because I quit playing bass, but this song, like the bass line is, because it starts off kind of slow
mm-hmm.
and like whatever, kind of funky, but then it picks up into like a really
it's
fun.
It's really fun.
I think Dirty Water is kind of like a hidden gem of like a Foo Fighters song.
That's fair, because it's different. I like when they try stuff.
Yeah, this song is like, it's not traditional Foo Fighters, but it's just fun.
Because like they are a super group. Like they should be trying stuff because they're so talented. And I feel like they fall into the same thing.
Because they know what works. Yes. And it's like, it's frustrating. But one of my notes is, this is such a cool non-traditional mm-hmm. Foo Fighters song. Makes me want to play bass again. It's so damn fun. And then I put, man, this is another hard decision for me.
I was very passionate.
I listened to these songs multiple times, mm-hmm. back and forth. The tough part is, I think I could go either way. But my gut mm-hmm. is In Your Honor.
Good. Because I was full on that one.
Yeah, which is wild.
I was just like, ooh, this is... Because also I forgot White Limo comes up. But still.
Dude, I know. there was a lot of good songs in mm-hmm. this one.
But that is maybe my favorite Foo Fighters song.
Dude, In Your Honor is sick. But also, if you guys don't know Dirty Water, it's at least worth listening because it's non-traditional. Mm-hmm. Next up is Spill.
Yes.
Versus Congregation. Spill is one of their vault from their vault series, so I have no idea what this is from.
Okay.
I have no idea. I think it's like a B-side of a single.
It's got a weird tone to it.
Yeah. Versus Congregation from Sonic Highways. Dude, Spill, song I never knew existed.
Sure.
This is a brand new song for me. Just over 3 minutes. Straightforward rock song that I fucking... Dude, this is a new...
solid and simple rock song.
This is a new favorite of mine.
That Bleed Me Slowly part. I rewound that chunk because I love that.
I think... So the song is called Spill, but I think some people refer to the song as Bleed.
Sure.
Because I was like, this is so cool. He also, the bridge is cool. And then there's the iconic Dave scream coming out of the bridge, which is sick.
No, I loved Spill.
Yeah, Spill.
It was weird and cool.
Spill is, I'm so glad I found it because it's so sick. And then Congregation, Sonic Highways, over 5 minutes. Doesn't need to be.
But just that intro, it's so like catchy. Yeah. And, like, you remember
it's
that.
It's a pretty simple song. I do like the song, but it's not my favorite from the album.
Because it goes through a lot of like great moments, and it feels like what a modern day Steve Miller Band would do.
Oh, I could definitely see mm-hmm. that. Yeah, where it's kind of, because this song was kind of poppy with a little bit of rock.
Like it's solid radio rock.
Yeah. The bridge and breakdown is pretty cool. It drops to just lead and drums, and then there's keys that come in and starts to build. And I love how, I wrote down some of the lyrics, it's like, do you have blind faith, no false hope? Mm-hmm. And he repeats that. And it's catchy as fuck.
What city was this for?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Congregation, was it Chicago? I can't remember. I did not look.
No, because I think the Chicago one, I think he talks about the fire.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how it starts.
So maybe this one is like in
DC,
the,
maybe?
DC or...
No, because DC is more punk, too.
I think this one more in the South, maybe.
Maybe. I don't remember that's the like second religion. Half of it very much.
But this is a song that's kind of middle of the road for me off the album. It's a decent song. Doesn't need to be over 5 minutes. I think this is another easy pick.
So I said not as easy, but I put Spill.
Spill.
I really like Spill.
Spill is badass. Next up, we got Waiting on a War, which is off of their Medicine at Midnight album, versus White Limo off of Wasting Light.
Because...
Wow.
Because also, I like how I do it where I don't know what the next song's going to be.
Yeah.
Because you kind of send me a start and a stop point.
Yeah.
And so I just swipe through and I just remember every other as I take notes. Because Waiting on a War, I put pretty standard... The build up near the end is super fun. I could see the drums speeding up. Like, I could see this being a really good live song.
Yes.
Because it gets so fun at the end. I'm sure that's a great back and forth between Dave and Taylor.
The ending, the best part of the song is the last 30 seconds.
Yes, by far.
The rest of the song is whatever.
Yeah.
It's a long build up. This is definitely like a radio hit.
Okay.
I think I've heard this on the radio before, but I will say sometimes when I turn on my car and this is on the radio, I'll switch stations.
Okay.
Because I'm just like, it's fine. The ending.
This is one I could just like picture visually being really fun, and that's why I really enjoyed it.
And this one didn't click for me.
Like, it sounds like Taylor and Dave had a good time.
I think they had fun with this because they were doing a little bit different stuff for this album. But then we got White Limo.
I just put fuck, I love this riff.
I literally go fucking A. Do I have anything else to say? Home run.
Yeah, like it's dude. Such a good song.
Dude.
It starts so cool.
Wasting Light goes bridge burning, White Limo.
Mab.
Like, it's just like, Jesus, dude. Easy, dude, White Limo all the way. Dude, this song is so fucking sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the guitar riff, the distorted vocals.
Still could be my favorite. I don't know.
It's going to be so tough.
Yeah.
We're getting to a point where it's
the
tough.
The next wave will be so good.
Yeah. Next up, we got In the Clear.
Mm-hmm.
From Sonic Highways versus I Should Have Known from Wasting Light. We got a lot of Wasting Light in this bracket today.
So for In the Clear, I put there's nothing too special about it, but I really, really enjoyed his voice on this.
Yes.
And like, this is a, like, I know this song. It's very catchy. It's very simple. It's pretty.
It's very simple. It's kind of a middle tier off of Sonic Highways. Mm-hmm. You know, I love Sonic Highways just because of everything that happens with it. Cause it's like the documentary, but an album. I do like the bridge in this song, but then overall, it's just fine. It's just whatever. Yeah. And then I Should Have Known, it's Wasting Light. I fucking love this album.
I
love this song.
Because I feel like it, like, I don't know, if this, like, it felt like Western-y at times in the beginning.
Yeah.
And it gets to a nice like anthem-esque part that I really enjoy.
It's really cool because I talked about it last time we talked about this song, but Chris Novoselic, the bassist from Nirvana, plays bass in this song, and then also, which I found out, didn't mention the last time, he plays accordion in this song.
Fuck yeah.
Which is cool as hell. So, dude, I Should Have Known starts off a little bit slower.
It sounds Western.
It's emotional. Gives me goosebumps. And this is another one I love to sing along to because I know all the lyrics.
Sure.
It builds the entire time. And then, like, at the jam part, when Chris comes in with that bass, tone is so fucking gnarly. It is so sick. I think this is an easy pick.
I should have known.
Yep. Next up is a very interesting lineup. Number 7 of the bracket. Two songs off the same album.
Yes.
Medicine and Midnight. The songs are Shame Shame versus Holding Poison.
So funny you say that. For Shame Shame, I literally put, I think it's interesting.
I think it's interesting.
But I don't necessarily think it's good. Like, it had some cool parts to it.
Yeah,
it just kept being just that, though.
I did like how this song is very unique.
Yes.
And like, the drum part is cool. It's got
some weird parts. Yeah.
The way he sings is pretty cool. I like how in the second verse, Dave is singing the verse and then underneath there's Shame Shame is going. So like, there's double vocals there. I'm not a big fan of this album, I've already talked about, but like, this song is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's interesting. It's interesting enough.
Interesting.
But then Holding Poison.
So fun.
This is easy. This is a cool fucking rock riff.
That intro riff, fan fucking tastic.
Yeah.
And then like, the next part with the guitar is super fun and cool too.
And also his vocals are really unique in the song
too. They go together. So like, cause I was like, oh, are they matching? I'm like, no, but they just work really well together. I thought that was super fun.
And then like, after the first chorus at about like minute 35, there's like a really cool like drum fill that feels like it doesn't fit, but then it does fit. Like, dude, they do a lot of cool stuff.
There's weird stuff going on in it.
This song is very groovy and it makes me want to dance.
Yes.
Like, cool guitar riff. I like when the pre-chorus comes back in for like the second time and it's just the vocals and drums and then the full band comes in. Initially I thought initially this was a little bit tough for me because I did like Shame Shame, even though when I heard it for the first time I hated it.
Sure.
But like, this listen through, I was like, oh, I actually kind of like this song.
Because I loved Holding Poison.
I picked Holding Poison.
Yeah, it was so good.
Like, it's just fun, dude.
Yeah, this is where I was like, oh, this is what I was hoping
it's
for.
It's fun and new year.
Yeah.
Unique.
There you go.
New year.
Unique.
Unique New York.
Jesus Christ.
Unique New York.
All right, up next we got No Way Back versus Skin and Bones.
Yeah, No Way Back off of In Your Honor,
which
we're going back and forth now on that album.
Because this one, I would say not bad.
Not bad. And Skin and Bones is off their Vault series, which is a song they would do live a lot, so this is an acoustic song.
Oh, sure.
No Way Back, fun guitar riff.
Very classic rock.
Nice bop to it. There's a little bit of angst you can feel in it.
And like, it keeps a fun, just nice rock song all the way through.
Yes. Chorus is fun and catchy. The verse also, which is cool, stays nice, high, and energized. It doesn't drop down like a normal song. Straightforward rock song. And Skin and Bones, fucking a soft acoustic song that I love.
It's fun. It's kind of spooky at
times.
It is
kind of spooky. The bones are their money.
Yeah. And when you can hear fingers slide down the fret of an acoustic guitar, I love that.
This song has a raw.
And it's full of that.
This song has a raw vibe to it. This is also another one I love to sing along to.
Sure.
Because I know all the words. This song gives me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have spooky. Doesn't have any dramatic changes or differences, but
guess
I still
what?
Love it.
Doesn't need it.
And I picked, it's weird because I like Foo Fighters rock songs,
mm-hmm.
but I picked Skin and Bones.
I put
here.
Skin and Bones. Damn, I really enjoyed this one.
Yeah, Skin and Bones, because it's one of my favorite acoustic songs. Because
it wasn't folky, but like it had a little like bounce.
And just the rawness of it, like being able to hear the, like.
I love the sliding across frets.
Next up, number 9. Making a Fire off Medicine at Midnight mm-hmm. versus Make It Right. Two similar titles.
Make It.
Make It Right off of Concrete and Gold. What do you think of Making a Fire?
I put great drums.
It starts with a cool drum beat.
And the
which
tone
I
is great.
Yeah,
too.
Dude. When the guitar tone comes in, I go, that's cool as hell. Mm-hmm. It's different.
And like the chorus, I put it feels like it's super fun. It feels kind of like a great song you'd drive around to in the summer.
Yeah, and like the and then when the na-na-na's or whatever.
Yeah, and that's, when they do it well, I do enjoy
that's
that
a fun.
Lot.
I mean, a lot of songs have none on us, but it's fun, dude. I think this is another radio hit off the album.
That would make sense, but I think that's a good radio hit.
Yeah, this is a very catchy riff. It makes you want to move. I will say the chorus is very generic Foo Fighters.
Sure.
But I do like it.
It's fun. Yeah.
I do like it. There's also a really cool bass line during the second verse, which is sick.
Okay.
It kind of is like call and response with a guitar. I don't know if it's bass, but it's distorted low end.
Sure.
And it's like a call and response while under Dave's singing, which is sick.
Hmm.
And then like towards the end, there's like cool clapping with the na-na-na's, which is pretty cool. This is a really fun, straightforward song. And then Make It Right. Starts off with drum clicks and then goes into a sick guitar riff. This song has really cool panning. I listened to it on my stereo so I could hear the panning.
And this was another one where like the vocals and the guitar had a really fun like matching.
It's unique. Yeah. Like, and this song also has a bop to it too. This in the chorus, there's like Oz underneath Dave mm-hmm. singing, which I always like that kind of stuff. The main guitar riff is really cool. And then like the bridge. The bridge in this song is sick because it has a buildup and then there's like staccato like vocals happening. I don't even know what they're saying. Like,
sure.
Like,
yeah, okay. No, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
That part's sick. The ending buildup is fun. So this.
I put that this is a really tough matching.
I said, this is really tough,
mm-hmm.
but my choice is shocking.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Making
a fire.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, because I was like, I'm shocked I'm picking a song at Medicine Off Midnight.
Sure.
Over.
Yeah. But like, it was so fun.
Yeah, I know.
And
that song's,
it kept
that song's
it. Like, it was
fun
so
nice.
I mean, Make It Right was also
Make
fantastic.
It Right was great. Next up, we got Home versus Ain't It the Life. Two kind of slower
very
songs.
Slow, simple, yeah.
Home, this is a very unique song because
it's piano.
It's piano.
Yeah.
Which is sick as fuck. Soft song with piano. Dave's voice is so pretty.
Yes, but very slow, but very pretty.
And this song gives me goosebumps as well.
And it's a different slow song, which I enjoy.
Yeah, because
like, piano made it so different.
Because they don't, I can't think of any other Foo Fighters songs that are just piano.
Yeah.
I mean, they do piano and synth now,
but, like,
but it's full band.
You don't even usually hear the piano
no,
that
you
much
don't.
Either.
But this is straight piano.
Mm-hmm.
This is another great one to sing along to. There's emotion.
Sure.
You can feel it. I do love how he, in this song, in the third verse, he says the name of the album. He goes, Echo, Silence, Patience, and Grace.
That's fun.
Which I do love that name of the album. That's a cool thing. I do like how it's straightforward piano and then like some strings. There's strings that come in, which is really cool. I would love to see this song live if Dave
sure,
sat
like
down
at a piano. At a,
dude, if Dave sat down at a piano, I'd be like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that'd be sick as fuck. The band comes in at around 3 minutes, but it still stays pretty slow and pretty.
It's not the usual. Foo Fighters come in.
And then everybody drops out and it goes back to just piano and Dave. And it's like, dude, this is such a pretty song. Such a pretty song.
He does play the piano, I'd imagine.
I assume so.
Yeah.
Because I don't
know. He plays everything.
Yeah, I don't know if... at this point, Rami was in the band, so I wonder.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so I wonder if Dave just played it. And then Ain't It the Life, another slower song, but it's like a full band slower song.
Yeah, but it's nice, it's simple. I put nothing too special about this one.
I made a note that I was like, I feel like this song would be better if it was just Dave and an acoustic guitar.
Sure.
Because I feel like the full band kind of...
doesn't add much.
I feel like the full band robs emotion from it.
That's fair.
Because I feel like this...
it becomes so much more produced.
It becomes so much stuff. It's pretty straightforward, easy song. It does end with a fade out, which I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't It the Life isn't bad, but I think it's an easy decision.
I chose Home. It's at least different.
Home, dude.
It's beautiful.
Song. And then the last up.
All right.
Of round two. Round two of round one.
Right.
Is Generator. versus Up in Arms.
Mm-hmm.
Generator starts off with a very cool distorted
whatever that vocal whatever effect
I think
thing
it's
is.
It sounded like one of those like guitar things you put in your mouth, you
yeah,
know what I'm
like the Kickstart My Heart, yeah, thing, rawr, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, whatever wow. That noise is, and then drops into a simple verse. And I like how it this song slowly teases the chorus, but then you don't get it. It takes a while to actually get the chorus, sure. Which is kind of fun.
Because I put like, yeah, it starts with a fun vocal effect, and like, but the vocal, like, it doesn't really match the song.
No, it
even
doesn't.
When they utilize it again.
No.
Because it comes in with like the full song, and it's just like, oh, it's just, it's also there.
It's just also there. Yeah. This is a classic early Foo Fighters song.
Okay.
Like, it's just,
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
One.
The bridge and breakdown is really cool. It goes back into the chorus. The song has a very poppy vibe to it,
mm-hmm.
but it's still catchy. I feel like this is a song that when I listen to it, gives me the vibe of like, this would be played like at a store. Like, okay. This feels like a song that could be played like if you go to like Hy-Vee or go to a grocery store. It's like kind of playing. They have Wheels, which we'll talk about later. I fucking hate that song, but that's a grocery store song.
I'm excited for that song. Yeah,
that song sucks, dude. If you like it, I'm gonna be so fucking pissed. Wheels, I hate so much. It's just straightforward, fun. Up in Arms, though, slower song,
mm-hmm.
only 2 minutes.
But like, I really enjoyed it because I put. That this again, I got like kind of a like another Beatles-y feel to it, but yeah. Kind of like but a different Beatles feel than earlier, where like this one was more like a Dear Prudence kind of vibe.
Ooh, yeah, because it starts off really slow and then about a minute in, it shifts into a really fun rock
but
song.
Both are great.
Yeah, both are separate things.
And I didn't hate how they went together.
And also, it's a short enough song where it's like you get a little bit of both. It's like two songs in one, but simple enough. Easy in, easy out, makes you want to move. It's catchy, short and sweet. And also on the album, so this is off Color and a Shape, this song goes into My Hero.
Oh, okay.
So like on the album, it is a cool freaking transition into
that working,
yeah. Which is cool. This is a very tough decision as well. I do really like Generator, but I went with Up in Arms.
I did not like Generator this
time.
Okay,
but you went up. Damn, I'm surprised we fucking, I think we agree on everything today.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think we.
Hell yeah.
That's, a lot of these were kind of tough.
But. They're all, like, most of them were good. I think I only disliked a handful
and
of songs off this one.
That's wild that you love In Your Honor now.
I really enjoyed that song.
And also, like, I'm glad I've discovered Spill.
Sure, I love that one, too. But the issue is, like, I can never have In Your Honor on vinyl, because I'll hate that vinyl.
I have it on vinyl. But listen,
you only listen to half of it,
it's a double LP, so you can just listen to
A and B. Yeah. That's fair.
But I'm sure it's probably $30.
Yeah, probably.
So next week, we'll dive into the top right corner of round one.
We're never going to finish this.
So it will be another 11 rounds, mm-hmm. 22 songs. But then it's getting to a point, like I have the updated bracket on here. We're getting to a point where we're going to start chipping away, dude.
Oh.
Jacob's looking at the photos of my
iPad. Said a lot of headshots of celebrities.
It's for our wheel. it's why I have them on here.
Because I saw Judge Reinhold.
Yeah. But it's going to be, it's when we get to round two, it's going to be fucking tough as hell.
Yeah.
Like Monkey Wrench, Let It Die. Everlong versus La-Di-Da.
Mm.
Like Bridge Burning Stacked Actors.
Ooh.
Like Feast and the Famine, Rope. Like it's gonna,
I don't know, Rope.
It's off of Wasting Light.
Okay.
It's fucking sick. But that was that round. Hopefully you guys are playing along at home.
Yeah.
I like doing this. I'm discovering new songs, which is wild because I'm a big Foo Fighters fan.
Spill.
And then also like I'm starting to like songs off Medicine at Midnight, which is shocking.
That one was really good.
Which is shocking.
And then I don't hate In Your Honor as much. At least not the song.
The first half is really good
because
it's rock songs. The second half is all the slow songs.
But this has been the Moist Monday podcast.
Yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed. Hopefully you are having a great time. Hopefully
you're still wet from our big bucket of news. We're going to talk about.
I'm so excited.
We're finally interesting.
We deserve a podcast.
Even though we haven't done it yet.
It's so stupid. Yeah. It's like so stupid.
It's going to go bad.
But also so wild.
You can just do that.
We might be like in like a Red Bull promotional video.
Maybe. That'd be fun.
That'd be sick as fuck.
That'd be really fun.
Just 33 seconds.
Yeah. It would probably be like 2 seconds. Yeah. Oh, like at the 33 second mark. Because it would probably just be us hitting a wall.
Yeah, just. Our bodies go flying. Make sure you follow us on social media, TikTok, Threads, Instagram.
While you still can.
All that shit. Are they getting rid of social media?
No, we're going to die.
Oh, yeah. We got 2 months left until we crash. Crash and burn. Make sure you raise 5 stars on all the podcast apps. Send us an email, moistmoneypodcast@gmail.com with your thoughts and reactions to this episode. Yeah, we deserve it. We're interesting people. share us with a friend. Share us with an enemy.
Because we're interesting people.
And freaking stay moist out there.
You're moist out there.
Love you, bud.
Love you, too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Dry bones.
Lazy bones, big bones, dance around in your bones.